this verse is very nice because it describes the experience of Narada Muni.
Ovaj stih je jako divan jer opisuje iskustvo Narade Munija.
Narada Muni had a wonderful God realization.
Narada Muni imao divnu spoznaju Boga.
Yes, Krishna had personally appeared before him for just a moment.
Krishna mu se lično pojavio za jedan trenutak.
And then Krishna had disappeared from his vision.
Onda je nestao s njegovog pogleda.
It is clear that after this, Narada Muni only wanted to find Krishna again.
I jasno nam je da je nakon toga Narada Muni želeo da jedino nađe Krishnu ponovo.
But Krishna said, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me again.
Ali Krishna kaže, žao mi je, ali tokom ovog života nećeš moći ponovo da me vidiš.
And he gave the reason, because those who are not purified cannot see me.
A i rekao mu je zašto, oni koji nisu pročišćeni ne mogu da me vidi.
However,
međutim,
you will become purified for longing to come to me.
A međutim, pročistit ćeš se time što ćeš žudati da dođeš meni.
Then you will come to me.
Tada ćeš doći meni.
This longing.
Ta čežnja.
I want to speak today a little bit about longing after Krishna.
Danas bih hteo da govorim malo o čežnji da dostignemo Krishnu.
Because in the process of our Krishna consciousness, sometimes this longing goes away.
Jer u procesu svesnosti Krishna ponekad se desi da te čežnje nema, nestane.
We may long for an apartment maybe, or a car, or good relationships and so on. But this essential longing for God, for Krishna, sometimes leaves the heart.
Možda žudimo za nekim lepim stanom ili kolima, međutim ta žudnja za Krishnom ponekad nam napusti srce.
At that time we develop a very dangerous disease.
I tada u stvari se u nama razvija jako opasna bolest.
This disease is something like AIDS. It destroys your whole immune system against Maya.
I ta bolest je poput side jer vam uništava čitav imunni sistem protiv Maje.
This disease is called HDS.
Ta bolest se zove HDS.
In English, the half dead syndrome.
Na engleskom, odnosno na srpsko-hrvatskom, simptom polusmrti.
Yes.
Polumrtvila.
Half dead.
Sindrom polumrtvila.
It comes as soon as you do not want to any longer come to Krishna.
Taj sindrom se pojavljuje čim ne želite više da dođete Krishna.
And when this happens, your whole immune system breaks down.
A kad se to desi, čitav vaš imunni sistem pada.
It's terrible.
I to je užasno.
Whatever little thing happens in the material world begins to totally agitate you.
Svaka najmanja sitnica u materijalnom svetu počinje da vas uznemirava.
When you are with devotees, you cannot see them as devotees, but you see them in material ways.
Kad ste s baktama, ne možete ih videti kao bakte, već ih gledate na materijalni način.
When you chant the holy name, at that time, you don't taste the taste or the sweet taste of the holy name, but you see it.
Kad mantrate u takvom stanju svetu ime, ne kušate njegovu slatkoću, već mislite po ovo je stalno isto.
Yeah. A visit to the temple is boring.
Posjeta hramu vam je dosadna.
And you know, this half dead symptom is terrible.
Taj simptom polumrtvila je užasan.
Because we cannot appreciate spiritual things any longer.
Jer više ne možemo da cenimo duhovne stvari.
I would like to give you a practical example.
A hteo bih da vam dam praktičan primer.
Many of you there's so much longing that we can meet again.
Mnogi, mnogi od vas su žudili da se sretnemo ponovo mi.
When we finally met, you were so happy.
Kad smo se konačno sreli, bili ste toliko sretni. It
was such a happy time when we were at the airport.
Na aerodromu je bilo jako lepo.
Because during that time there was no half dead syndrome.
Jer tada nije bilo tog sindroma polu mrtvila.
We were totally alive in Krishna consciousness.
Bili smo sasvim živi u svesnosti Krishna.
Oh, I was so happy I would see the Bosnian and Serbian devotees.
Ja sam toliko srećan što ću vidjeti bosanske i srpske bhakte.
And then I was surprised to find out that not only the Serbian and Bosnian devotees were there, but also the Macedonian devotees and Montenegro.
A onda sam se začudio kad sam vidio ne samo bosanske i srpske bhakte, nego i iz Makedonije i Crne Gore.
International,
međunarodni skup.
But I can imagine if we would just live together every day.
A mogu bi da zamislim kad bismo živjeli svakog dana zajedno.
You would say, oh, again, a boring lecture from Sachinanda Swami.
Rekli biste ponovo dosadna lekcija Sachinandana Swami.
Who is he?
A ko je on?
He's getting old.
On stari.
In this way there would not be the same appreciation.
A i zbog toga ne bi bilo to isto poštovanje tu.
Oh, I would think, oh, again, these devotees.
Ja bih mislio opet ove bhakte.
They are such nice devotees, but they still have so much room for improvement.
Oni su fine bhakte, međutim imaju još dosta toga da poboljšaju.
So very polite.
Veoma kulturan jezik.
But because there is longing.
Međutim, zato što postoji ta žudnja,
I want to see the devotees.
Ja želim da vidim bhakti.
And the devotees want to see me. Then there is a very nice atmosphere of spirituality.
I bhakti žele da vide mene, onda nastaje jedna divna duhovna atmosfera.
In this atmosphere one doesn't see the material faults.
U toj atmosferi ne gledamo materialne greške.
They are there.
One su tu, postoje.
But one concentrates on the spiritual things.
Ali mi smo usredsređeni na duhovne stvari.
And one makes contact on the spiritual platform.
Dolazimo u dodir na tom duhovnom nivou.
This is how important longing is.
I to nam je ustroje koliko je bitna ta žudnja.
When you lose your longing for Krishna,
kad izgubite žudnju za Krishnu,
you will not be able to make contact with him.
Nećete moći da dođete u dodir s njim.
You can chant the holy name, but it is dead.
Možete da mantrate sveto ime, ali mrtvi ste.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says it's only the alphabet.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati rekao da je to on the alphabet.
Alphabet. Only the alphabet. Yeah, Abhite, yes, it's only the Abhite. H A R E K R S N A H A H H A R E K. The idea, you'll get the idea. It's not the holy name.
Znači to samo slovo, nije sveto ime.
The alphabet. This is what happens when you get the half-dead syndrome.
To se zbiva kad uhvatite taj simptom polumrtvilo.
Everything which you do spiritually for you turns into something dead.
Sve što učinite duhovno postaje mrtvo.
It's almost like when you have the jaundice.
To je kao kad imate žuticu.
You can eat sweets, but the sweets taste bitter for you.
Jedete slatkiše, oni su vam gorki.
Everything tastes the same, bitter.
Sve vam, sav okus je isti, gorak.
It's not that the sweets have become bitter.
Nisu slatkiši postali gorki.
But your appreciation of them is marked, covered.
A već način na koji vi doživljavate postaje prekriven.
In this material world it's very very easy to become infected by the half-dead syndrome.
U materijalnom svijetu se taj sindrom polumrtvila lako hvata.
When you stay in the atmosphere of the material world, the half-death syndrome, you get it like a flu.
U atmosferi materijalnog svijeta vi...
In the winter time.
Vi hvatate taj simptom, sindrom polumrtvila kao što zimi hvatate prehladu.
You may know, sometimes in our temples, when many devotees have the flu and you go in there, after 3 days you also are flat on your back.
Znači, znate, u našim hramovima kad više bakta ima tu prehladu, odnosno gripu, za nekoliko dana i vi ste
Prabhupada and Srinivas know that in Heidelberg sometimes this flu was there in the air, and after you can be very strong and healthy, but after some time you also go like
Prabhupada and Srinivas know that u templu u Heidelbergu se dobijao taj grip lako, vi biste bili snažni, međutim nakon nekog vremena
two times a year it came.
Došlo je dva put godišnje.
All the devotees got it.
Sve bakte su dobili.
Who were in this atmosphere.
Koji su bili u toj atmosferi.
So in the present moment in ISKCON there is this flu is going on, the half-dead syndrome.
I trenutno ISKCON vlada taj grip ili sindrom polumrtvilo.
It's very dangerous.
To je vrlo opasno.
Because you don't have any longer taste in spiritual life.
To je opasno zato što više nemate ukusa za duhovni
život. And then you don't become enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness because it tastes bitter for you.
I više niste entuzijastični za svjesnost Krishne jer vam je gorka.
Prabhupada has given a little description about this half-death syndrome in one purport, which I personally like very much. It's first canto chapter 2 text number 17.
Šta Prabhupada je opisao taj sindrom polumrtvila u jednom smislu koji ja jako volim, to je prvo pevanje drugo poglavlje strofa 17.
In the third paragraph from the back. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. 17. 1, 2, 17. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes,
Gospod više želi da nas vrati u svoje carstvo nego što to želimo mi sami.
Listen to this here. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Not you, Admarama.
Većina nas uopšte ne želi da se vrati Bogu.
Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead.
Samo nekolicina želi da se vrati Bogu.
But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects.
No onome ko to želi, Sri Krishna pomaže u svakom pogledu.
I was shocked when I read this verse.
Ja kad sam to prvi put pročitao, bio sam zaprepašćen.
Prabhupada said only very few want to go home.
Prabhupada je rekao tek nekolicina želi da se vrati Bogu.
I was thinking, how is it possible?
Ja sam to mislio, pa kako je to moguće?
And then I got the answer. It is possible because most people suffer from the half-death syndrome.
I onda sam shvatio, pa moguće je zato što većina ljudi ima taj sindrom polumrtvilo.
Which just kills that longing, that desire to go back home.
A koji ubija tu želju, žudnju da se vratimo u Bogu.
In the Pula camp, we will give 1 week seminar about going back home, back to Godhead, by telling about the journey of Gop Kumar.
Na kampu u Puli ćemo dati jedan nedeljni seminar o tome kako da se vratimo u Bogu, pričamo priču o Gop Kumaru.
Every day, 2 hours, we will talk about going back home, back to Godhead.
Znači svakodnevno ćemo
one and a half.
Sat i po govoriti o tome kako da se vratimo u Bogu.
The Serbian devotees will get the tapes through the Sharanagati take ministry? No, but this is special.
Bhakti Sarvaya će dobiti kasete za svoj state ministry.
But here, I just want to make you enthusiastic by reading to you something from this book, A Golden Avatar, which I found today in Bhaktivedanta's apartment. Something very nice about the spiritual world.
A danas za inspiraciju bih htio da vam pročitam jedan deo iz knjige Zlatni avatar koji sam našao kod Bhakti Shivke.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
To su učenja gospodina.
In Brahma Sanghita, the transcendental land of Vrindavan is described as being always spiritual.
U Brahma Sanghiti se kaže da je transcendentalna zemlja Vrindavane uvek duhovna.
The spiritual land is populated by goddesses of fortune.
Tu duhovnu zemlju naseljavaju boginje sreće. Ako se poznate kao gopi.
These are all beloved of Krishna.
One su sve ljubljene Krishna.
And Krishna is the only lover of all those gopis.
A Krishna je jedini ljubavnik svih tih gopija.
The trees of that land are kalpa vriksha, wish-fulfilling trees.
Drveća koja su tamo su kalpa vriksha, drveća koje ispunjavaju želje.
What it means, you can get anything you want from those trees.
To znači da možete dobiti sve što poželite od tih drveća.
Food,
hrane,
clothing,
odeće,
or different items which you might want to serve Krishna.
I različite stvari koje su vam potrebne da biste služili Krishna. Lepeze,
vehicles,
vozila, svega.
And one can have the land is made of touchstone.
Zemlja je sačinjena od kamena mudraca.
And the water of nectar.
I vode nektara.
All speech is song.
Sav govor je pesma. Znači, sam govori o pesmu. Divno.
And all walking is dancing.
Svaki korak je ples.
The people are so happy there. They sing and dance all day.
Tamo su ljudi vrlo srećni, po ceo dan pevaju i plešu.
It's never boring.
Nikad nije zasebno.
And one constantly hears the flute of Krishna.
I neprestano čujemo Krishnanu flautu.
Everything is self-luminous, just like the sun in this material world.
Sve je samo obasjeno, upravo poput sunca u materialnom svetu.
Prabhupada said, the human form of life is meant for understanding the transcendental land of Vrindavan.
Prabhupada kaže, ljudski oblik života je namenjen tome da shvatimo tu transcendentalnu zemlju Vrindavan.
One who is fortunate should cultivate knowledge of Vrindavan and its residence.
I onaj ko je srećan treba da neguje znanje o Vrindavanu i njegovim stanovnicima.
And then he says, since not even a moment there is misused, there is no past, present, or future.
I pošto se tamo niti jedan trenutak ne zloupotrebljava, ne postoji prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost.
I need a piece of paper to stand on here. Very good. From Daksha's notebook. So, wouldn't it be nice if we could all go there?
Zar ne bi bilo lepo kad bismo svi mi otišli tamo?
Wouldn't it be nice, Sundarananda, if we could all go on this journey?
Sundarananda, zar ne bi bilo lepo da kad bismo svi pošli na to putovanje?
I really think that is the highest goal to go there.
Ja mislim da je najviši cilj doći tamo.
Because the natural desire of the human being is to be at a place where all the needs are fulfilled and where there is no misery of material existence and no birth and death.
Jer prirodna želja živog bića je da bude tamo gde su sve želje ispunjene, gde nema beda, rođenja i smrti.
But see, one who has a half-death syndrome, he says,
Ali onaj koji ima sindrom polumrtvila reaguje na taj način.
I'm not so sure.
Ma nisam baš siguran. Ima li tamo cigareta?
No.
Nema?
No smoking there.
A tamo se ne puši. Nema tamo ničeg za mene.
I'm a chain smoker.
Ja sam onaj... Ja palim cigaretu s cigaretom.
Yes, Prabhupada disciples they had tried to convince a rickshaw driver from Calcutta to come to the Mayapur project, but when he heard there's no bidis, he was not inclined to go.
Makte iz Mayapura su ubeđivali jednog vozač rikše iz Kalkute da dođe da se priključi projektu, ovaj majapurskom projektu, ali kad je on čuo da tamo nema bidija, to mu se baš nije svidjelo.
The half-death syndrome is so dangerous that it destroys your taste and the good things and you don't want them any longer.
Taj sindrom polumrtvila je toliko opasan da vam uništava ukus za dobre stvari i vi te dobre stvari više ne želite.
In the worldly literature there is a very well-known story of one very good doctor called Dr. Jekyll.
U svetovnoj književnosti postoji jedna vrlo poznata priča o doktoru koji se zvao doktor Jekyll.
Yeah. And he somehow feels that there is a part of his personality which is not coming out.
I on osjeća da jedan deo njegove ličnosti se ne ispoljava.
So he takes some psychological drug which onda, he has invented.
Onda uzima neku psihološku drogu koju je on izmislio.
And then his whole face begins to change.
I onda mu se čitavo lice menja.
You know, he gets hair up to here.
Laki mu rasti do tamo.
And his face no longer culture, but very mean.
Onda mu lice više nije tako kulturno, već
and he goes into the quarters where the prostitutes are.
I ide u deo grada, naselje gde su prostitutke.
Yes, prostitutke. And he kills, I believe, one prostitute. I'm not so sure what he does, but he does many bad things.
Mislim da čak i ubije jednu prostitutku. Ne sjećam se tačno šta radi, ali radi mnoge loše stvari.
This happens when you have the half-death syndrome.
To se zbiva kad imate simptom, polumrtvila.
Your material nature just breaks out.
Vaša materijalna priroda eksplodira, pojavljuje se.
Eksplodira and you really go only for material things.
I jedino što vas zanima su materijalne stvari.
It can happen also to devotees and it has happened and is happening even in Bosnia and Serbia.
To se zbiva i baktama i zbivalo se i zbiva se sada i može to da se dogodi i u Bosni i u Srbiji.
The devotees then have no taste in spiritual life. They only quarrel.
Bakte nemaju ukuse za duhovni život, samo se svađaju.
And their mission is only I, me and mine.
Misija je, jedina misija je ja, ja i moje.
Yes, no spiritual mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nema i duhovnu misiju Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It's such a terrible disease. And the thing is, it is not recognized very easily.
To je užasna bolest, a problem je u tome što se ne prepoznaje tako lako.
You need a transcendental doctor who looks into your eyes, who says, and then he can tell you.
Potreban je transcendentalni doktor koji može da vas pogleda u oči, da vas pregleda i da vam kaže u čemu je problem.
But now listen to this problem that happens. You don't like the doctor at that time when you have half-death syndrome. You don't want to go to him. You don't want to listen to him. You don't want to see him.
Ali problem je u tome što u tom stanju vi ne želite doktora, ne želite da ga slušate, da ga vidite.
You say to the doctor, we don't need your old-fashioned medicine.
Kažete doktoru, ne trebaju nam tvoji zastareli lekovi.
Modernski, venenski.
Sada je ovo savremeno doba.
modern times, huh? Yes.
Savremeno doba.
It is such a difficult disease, my dear devotees.
Dragi moje bate, to je jako opasna bolest.
You don't know that you when you get it.
Ne znate kako ste, kad ste dobili.
And when you have it, you don't like the medicine.
A kad je već imate, ne dopada vam se lek.
And the whole and now comes the very heavy thing.
A sad dolazi zaista teška stvar.
The whole world has it and is proud of it.
Čitav svijet ima i ponosan je, i ponosi se time.
Those who are the sickest.
Oni koji su najbolesni.
They are celebrated as the heroes of modern society.
Oni se slave kao junaci savremenog društva.
Daksha knows, he knows the prominent people, the well-known people.
Daksha zna poznate ljude.
I once met Mr. Kusturić.
Ja nas sam sreo gospodina Kusturića.
He was a very nice person.
On je bio fina osoba.
He was very nice with us at least.
Baš nam je bio jako fin.
Very polite.
Jako kulturan.
And I even wrote him faxes.
Čak sam mu ja slao faxes.
He was very happy.
Bio vrlo srećan.
But he told what?
Ali jednom rekao.
Sachinanda Swami is very nice.
Sachinanda Swami je vrlo fin.
But, you know, I am so different.
A ja se toliko razlikujem od njega.
I'm sorry, I'm not spiritual.
Žao mi je, nisam duhovan.
There is no, not the same wavelength.
Nismo na istoj talasnoj
dužini. He's intelligent, he noted.
A on je inteligentan i to je primetio.
I wanted to say yes because you have the half dead syndrome.
Htio sam da mu kažem da zato što imaš sindrom polumrtvila.
It only looks as if you are alive.
Samo izgleda da živiš.
But spiritually you are
dok si duhovno mrtav. Jako mi je žao.
But you know you don't say this to a gentleman.
To se ne kaže gospodinu.
You can only talk about the nice devotees like in this circle.
O tome možete govoriti samo u društvu finih bakta, kao što je to sada.
So the question is how does a patient with a half death syndrome come alive?
A pitanje je kako taj pacijent sa sindromom polumrtvila, kako da ga oživimo?
The answer is it only happens in the association.
A odgovor je da se to zbiva jedino u društvu dobrih bhakti.
When one is together with good devotees and engages in spiritual processes, the syndrome slowly goes away.
Kad je neko u društvu dobrih bhakti bavi se duhovnim aktivnostima, taj sindrom polako odlazi.
And the first feeling one has is one becomes enthusiastic for spiritual things.
A prvi simptom je da osoba postaje entuzijastična za duhovne stvari.
Remember, you know, all the young devotees, when they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, it happens immediately.
Sjetite se kao kad mladi bhakta dođe, prvi put dođe sa svesnošću Krishna, to se odmah
dešava.
Ja želim da postanem bhakta.
I will stop my universitata.
Napustit ću fakultet.
I will do tapasya.
Činiš tapasya.
I will chant 26 and a half rounds.
Mantraš 26 i pol krugova.
Read 3 hours a day.
Čitaš 3 sata dnevno.
And one is very enthusiastic.
Tad je osoba vrlo entuzijastična.
You remember that?
Sjećam se.
It goes immediately away. The half-death syndrome.
Sindrom polumrtvila odmah nestaje. Međutim,
it comes back.
Vraća se.
When we are older devotees.
Kad postanemo starije bhakte. I to je vrlo opasna bolest.
And at that time, we have to do something special.
I tada moramo da učinimo nešto specijalno.
We need special strong medication.
treba nam neki jako moćan lek.
First and foremost, again the same thing, we need a good association of devotees.
Pre svega nam treba dobro društvo bhakti.
And we need to do a service which we really, where we can give our best.
A onda nam treba neka služba u kojoj možemo dati svoje najbolje.
Where we go into a certain area.
Da nađemo neku oblast, neki predel.
An area where we need the help of Krishna.
U kojoj nam je Krishna pomoć potrebna.
I remember our devotee, Food for Life devotee, your name is Yatranka, what is it?
Jam se našu optime iz
Jana. Janu Kanaka. In the Bosnian time she was going out and just devoting Food for Life, yeah.
Jam se našu optime Janu Kanjeki iz Hane za život. Za vreme rata ona je išla napolje i delila sadom.
Yes, or Shem Sudi, no, Sefko.
Shem Sudi, no, Sefko.
Yeah. They practice Krishna consciousness with a certain risk.
Oni su se bavili svesnošću Krishna s određenim rizikom.
And in this risk area, Krishna came to their help.
I u toj oblasti rizika Krishna je došao da im pomogne.
I also feel that the older devotee needs to go to into a situation where he is not from morning till evening in the comfort zone.
I osjećam da bi da starim baktama treba situacija u kojoj nije u komforu od jutra do sutra.
It's important to do something where you go beyond your, a little bit beyond your limits.
Potrebno je nešto u kojem ćete moći da prevazićete malo svoje granice.
For Krishna.
Za Krishna.
Not just as an adventure.
Ne kao neka pustolovina.
And then you will see how Krishna appears in this area where you go beyond the limits and says, I help you.
I onda ćete vidjeti Krishnu kako se pojavljuje kad prevazićete svoje granice, da vam kaže ja ti pomožem.
Make a Krishna conscious experience.
I tada dobijete iskustvo 16.
I think Madhva Muni knows from Sankirtan when you don't want to go. When you don't want to go.
Mislim da Madhva Muni zna iz Sankirtana kad ne želite da izađete.
But wants to stay in the apartment.
Želite da ostanete u stanu.
Every Sankirtan devotee knows what I'm talking about.
Svaki Sankirtan bhakta zna o čemu govorim.
To go to these impossible people.
Not me. Ljudi, zašto ja?
But then somehow one makes the step out.
Ali na neki način izađe.
And one starts.
Počinje.
Molim te.
Molim vas.
Molim vas. Yes. and so on. And then all of a sudden something happens.
I sasvim iznenada desi se nešto.
Krishna helps.
Krishna pomaže.
Oh, I know Madan Gopal when he arranged these huge programs.
Sjećam se kad je Madan Gopal organizovao velike programe.
Okay. It's not always easy.
To uvek nije lako.
You have to talk to this director.
Morate prišiti s direktorom.
Is it Vinyavali?
Ili tako Vinyavali.
And you don't eat so nicely.
I ne jedete baš tako lepo.
Only an apple.
Možda jabuku.
Little bread.
Malo hleba.
Yeah. And so hard, you need to fill the hall with 2,000 people.
Treba da napunite salu u kojoj stane 2,000 ljudi.
And you are only two.
A vas je samo dvoje.
How is it possible?
Kako je to moguće?
But then, when you do it as a service for Krishna, immediately Krishna comes and helps.
Ali kada to činite kao službu za Krishnu, Krishna odmah dođe i pomogne.
Every devotee knows this.
Svaki bhakta to zna.
But when you always, the risk is for an older devotee that he is only in the comfort zone.
Ali opasnost za starije bhakta je to što je uvek u predelu u oblasti komfora.
And then nothing happens in his life.
I u njegovom životu se ništa ne zbiva.
Except that he gets totally bored.
Osim toga što mu postane sasvim potpuno dosadno.
So if as an older devotee, you need to always make that special step towards Krishna.
Kao stari vakta uvijek morate da činite taj specijalni korak prema Krishna.
And that is only possible if you have a longing for Krishna.
A to je moguće jedino ako žudite za Krishna.
My dear Lord, I want to come to you.
Dragi moj gospode, ja želim da dođem tebi.
I want to satisfy you.
Želim da te zadovoljim.
I want to serve you.
Želim da te služim.
Please pick me up from this ocean of material life.
Molim te, uzmi me iz ovog okeana materijalnog života.
I do not any longer want to be in the half dead department.
Više ne želim da budem u odjeljenju polumrtvih.
Yes. See, there are different types of fires in this world.
U ovom svetu postoje različite vatre.
Some are normal fires.
Obične vatre.
And some are psychological fires.
A ima i psihološki vatre.
And one is a spiritual fire.
A jedna je duhovna vatra.
Let me explain.
Da vam pojasnim.
There is the ordinary fire which burns wood.
Obična vatra gori drvo.
And cloth and so on.
Tkaninu i tako dalje.
There is a fire called karma.
Onda postoji vatra koja se zove kama.
It burns good reason.
Ona gori zdrav razum. Požuda.
That's a psychological fire.
To je psihološka vatra.
There is vulkan.
Postoji vulkan.
Vulkan fire.
It burns stone. Koja gori kamenje.
And there is also a fire called repentance.
A postoji vatra koja se zove pokajanje.
It burns foolishness.
Ona sagoreva budalaštvo.
You know, when you really did something foolish and then the fire comes on, no, I'm very sorry.
Kad ste zaista učinili nešto glupo, onda dođe ta vatra i...
You really feel the fire of repentance.
Vi zaista osjećate tu vatru pokajanja.
Which burns away your false, actually the false ego.
Koja vam sagoreva lažni ego.
But there is another fire.
Ali postoji druga vatra.
And you need this fire in the heart.
A ta vatra treba u srcu.
It burns the half-death syndrome.
Ona sagoreva simptom polumrtvila.
It's longing.
A to je žudnja.
Nasi dragi gospodin.
Naši dragi gospodine.
Ja želim te. Thank you for encouraging me. Ja želim te. Yes. Or whatever it is. This is very important that you have this fire.
I vrlo je bitno da imate tu vatru.
In spiritual science, we hear that this longing for Krishna is even more relishable than being together with Krishna.
U duhovnoj nauci čujemo da je ta žudnja za Krishnom ukusnija nego biti zajedno s Krishnom.
Let me explain, because this is very difficult to understand.
To je teško shvatiti, pa da vam pojasnim.
When you long for someone in the material world and he doesn't come, you're a little sad.
Kad žudite za nekim u materialnom svetu, a njega nema, postajete on.
But the moment Krishna feels that from the heart of his devotee a sincere desire to be with him, is that he comes.
Ali kad Krishna vidi, osjeti da u srcu bhakte iskrena želja da bude s njim, onda on dolazi.
He just trenutka. He waits for this.
On jedino to čeka.
And he comes fully.
I dolazi u potpunosti.
There is a verse which I want to quote to you.
Htio bih da citiram jednu strofu.
One devotee said, if I would have to choose between meeting Krishna and being separated from Krishna, longing for Krishna, I would choose longing for Krishna.
Jedan bhakta kaže, kad bih morao da biram između toga da budem s Krishnom ili da žudim za njim, ja bih izabrao ono drugo.
And now listen to his logic.
Ali sad poslušajte njegovu logiku.
Because if I'm together with you, I only have you.
Jer Jer kad žudim, kad sam s tobom, Krišna, imam samo tebe.
Da.
Međutim,
when I long for Krishna,
kad žudim za Krišnu,
the whole universe becomes him.
Čitav svemir postaje on.
I see him everywhere.
Vidim ga svuda.
Coming from everywhere.
Dolazi iz svih strana.
I see him in all arrangements.
Vidim ga u svemu što se dešava.
I see him in the holy name.
Vidim ga u svetom imenu.
Vidim
ga u prasanam.
Vidim ga Krishna.
Krishna.
Like Prahlad Maharaj.
Kao Prahlad Maharaj.
When Hiranyakashipu asked him, where is your God?
Kad je Hiranyakashipu pitao, pa gde je tvoj Bog?
Prahlad said,
Prava je rekao svuda.
That time he looked at the pillar and saw Govinda in the pillar.
I tada je on gledao tom stubu, video Govindu.
He smiled.
Koji mu se smeši.
Then Hiranyakashipu was becoming angry and jumped at the pillar to destroy it. But Govinda had taken his most ferocious form as Lord Nrisimhadev.
Tada je Hiranyakashipu skočio na stub da ga sruši, međutim onda je Govinda poprimio svoj najzastrašujući oblik.
And they began to fight.
Počeli su bitku.
And at one stage, Nrisimhadev just went like, and hit Hiranyakashipu here, who lost his consciousness and fell on the ground.
I u jednom trenutku gospodin Nrisimhadev je udario Hiranyakashipu na taj način. Hiranyakashipu je pao na zemlju, izgubio svest.
Then Nrisimhadev looked at him.
Onda ga Nrisimhadev gledao.
And he began to cry.
I počeo da plače.
This is the father of my devotee.
Ovo je otac mog bhakte.
And Vyada's heart was full of love.
I srce mu je bilo puno ljubavi.
He took him on his lap.
A uzeo ga na krilo.
And he took his hand.
Uzeo mu ruku.
In the hand of you know, Hiranyakashipu, just like.
Uzeo mu ruku, stavio u svoju.
And Hiranyakashipu was coming back to life.
I onda Hiranyakashipu se vraćao život.
And he was lying on the lap, and he looked in the face of Lord Nrisimhadev, who just was maybe 37 centimeters away from him.
onda dok je ležao u krivu, pogledao lice gospoda Nrisimhadeva, koje je bilo oko 37 centimetara udaljeno.
And he looked into the eyes of the Lord, and you know, he saw God.
Pogledao je gospode oči i video Boga.
And by this darshan, he felt how the half-dead syndrome was going away.
I zbog tog darshana osjećao kako taj sindrom polumrtvila nestaje.
He had it very severely.
A kod njega je on bio baš ono, baš da je uhvatio.
And he felt how his heart became free from all the enviousness and anger which he felt towards his son.
I osjećao kako mu se srce čisti od sve zavisti i gneva koje osjećao prema gospodu.
And he became so ecstatic that he left his body.
Posto toliko zanosan da je napustio telo.
The body could not keep him any longer.
Telo nije više moglo da ga izdrži.
And then Nrisimhadev said, yes, you are the father of my devotee and I have liberated you.
Nrisimhadev je rekao, ti si otac mojeg bhakte i zato sam te oslobodio.
But now I will show the world that no one should hurt my devotee.
Ali sada ću da pokažem svetu da niko ne sme da navodi mom bhakte.
And then he did something which I will not tell you.
Onda je učinio nešto što vam neću
ispričati. You can ask the older devotees, they all know.
Starije bhakte svi znaju. Ima jako poseban venac.
I will not tell you because it's very strong and we had some pregnant mothers here, so.
Neću to da govorim, to je baš onako intenzivno, imamo neke ovaj.
Yes. So this is very nice detail, isn't it?
Ovo je jako lep detalj, zar ne?
I only learned this detail in Ahobalam.
To sam saznao u Ahobalam.
It's from the Nrisimha Purana.
To je iz Nrisimha Purane.
So the devotees pray, my dear Lord, please appear in my heart.
Bakte se male, dragi moji gospode, molim te, pojavi se u mom srcu.
And take away my material desire.
I uzmi materialne želje.
My half-dead syndrome.
Sindrom polumrtvila.
They pray to Lord Nishimadev like this.
Mole se gospode Nishimadevu na taj način.
So that we can become fearless in our journey through this world back home, back to Godhead.
Kako bismo postali neustrašivi na tom putu nazad u duhovni svet.
I really want to beg all of you.
Htio bih zaista da vas zamolim.
You have such good qualities.
Imate toliko dobrih osobina.
Shishti Gada, when he came, he has never been here in Sarajevo. He has only seen the devotees in Serbia one time. He said, they are such fine devotees. I wish all of Germany would be full with such devotees.
Kad je Shishti Gada došao u Sarajevo, rekao o baktama ovdje iz Srbije, oni su tako divni bakte, htio bih, želio bih da je Nemačka puna takvih bakta.
But you are in danger because this atmosphere is you know, the dangerous atmosphere.
Ali ste ipak u opasnosti jer je takvo okruženje puno opasnosti.
I would like to encourage you to seriously make a plan to go back home, back to Godhead.
To bih da vas ohrabrim da napravite ozbiljan plan kako da se vratite natrag u Bogu.
And for this you only need two areas in your life.
A zato su vam neophodne samo dve.
Spreading Krishna consciousness, yes. See, you need both.
Potrebno vam je jedno i drugo.
When you are not engaged in the spiritual mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it becomes more difficult to practice the strong spiritual life.
Kad niste uključeni u misiju Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teže vam je da se bavite duhovnim životom.
And it somehow works, you know, together.
To ide jedno s drugim.
Srila Prabhupada gave us the sadhana.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao tu sadhanu.
That we should do some, should chant our rounds and read regularly, but we should also do something to spread Krishna consciousness.
Treba da mantramo svoje krugove i da čitamo redovno, ali treba da učinimo i nešto za širenje svesnosti.
And there is a very specific reason why you should do something to spread Krishna consciousness.
I postoji tačno određeni razlog zašto biste trebali da učinite nešto za širenje svesnosti.
The reason is that the milost, which we absolutely need.
Taj razlog je milost koja nam je apsolutno potrebna.
Yeah, to cure the disease that comes if we satisfy the Lord.
Da bismo se izlečili te bolesti, a ona dolazi kada dovolimo gospoda.
With the devotional service.
Predanim služenjem.
Now, at the moment you think of spreading a movement, something very, some other consideration comes up.
A kad već govorimo o širenju pokreta, treba da spomnemo još nešto.
It's the consideration of cooperation between devotees.
A to je saradnja, bakta.
Yesterday I liked the program which was so nicely arranged by Marayanti and Upananda. The coordination was very nice.
Ta saradnja, koordinacija je bila.
Everything went like this.
Sve je prošlo glatko.
It was a very good example how devotees were cooperating.
To je bio jako lep primjer kako bakte sarađuju.
And then Chapo came and played a very melodious sita.
Onda je došao Chapo i svirao na svom sitaru.
Everyone came together to serve Krishna.
Svi su došli da služe Krishna.
And the atmosphere became so nice.
I atmosfera je postala divna.
Devotees and also the guests began to clap in the rhythm.
Bakte i gosti su počeli da pljeskaju.
Taraka looked very happy.
Taraka je izgledala vrlo srećna.
Have you noticed?
Da li ste primetili?
And it was such a dobra atmosfera, isn't it? Yes.
Bila je takva dobra atmosfera.
Yes. Because devotees worked together and did something together.
Bakte radile i učinile nešto zajedno.
This we have to learn in our lives.
To moramo da naučimo.
Not just for one program, but every day.
A ne samo za jedan program, svakodnevno.
It is difficult.
Teško je.
Because we are such difficult personalities.
Jer smo tako teške osobe.
It's Kali Yuga, you know.
Na kraju krajeva Kali Yuga.
2000 minus one.
Još malo po 2000.
Yes. yes, that's difficult, people. But if we want to spread Krishna consciousness, we must come together.
Mi smo komplikovani ljudi, ali ako želimo da širimo svjesnost Krishne, moramo da se udružimo.
And get the milost.
Dobijemo milost.
When I was coming here, and this is my last point.
O mi je zadnja poenta.
You know, I went on the Croatian airport, and there were all these, I do not know how to describe, they had the special dress, girls with special dress, you know, a blue hat like this, and an uniform, and you know, chung, and a stick, they walk like chung, 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 and a mini skirt, and blue, the uniform was blue. Yeah, parade, yes.
Na aerodromu u Hrvatskoj tu su bile devojke mažuretke.
Yes. You know this with the and I was just so inquisitive to know what was going on. Am I missing out on something?
Me je baš zanimalo da saznam šta se ovdje zbiva, da ne propustim nešto.
I asked a person, what is this? And he said, it's a military Olympiad. Didn't you know?
Ja sam pitao šta se ovdje zbiva, rekli su mi to je vojna parada. Olimpijada. Zar niste čuli? Olimpijada.
Vojna olimpijada.
Svjetska vojna olimpijada.
Yes, and the man became very interested in me.
I ja sam postao zanimljiv tom čovjeku.
And we began to talk on the airplane.
Pričali smo na dok smo bili u avionu.
And he said he had just come from the Kosovo region.
I on mi je rekao da je upravo došao sa Kosova.
Where he works for the German government as a peace, conflict solution.
Da je radio za nemačku vladu kao neko ko treba da rešava problem.
He told me about, you know, how the Albanskis don't like the Serbskis, and you know, and this, and I asked him, so what do you do so that the people, you know, fall in the arms and love each other?
I onda mi je govorio kako Albanci ne vole Srbe, Srbi ne vole Albanci. I tako ja sam ga pitao, pa šta ti činiš povodom toga da bi se oni zagrlili?
And what he told me, I found, was a little bit impractical for that situation.
I ono što mi je rekao, smatram da je dosta nepraktično za to.
But I thought, maybe it's practical for devotees.
Ali pomislio sam, možda je praktično za bhakte.
I thought, why has Krishna brought me in contact with this man?
I upisao sam se zašto me Krišna doveo u dodir s ovim čovjekom.
And you know, why did he tell me all his secrets?
I pitao sam se zašto mi on govori sve svoje tajne.
He said to me, the first thing when you want to solve a conflict is you must first learn to listen to the other person.
Prva stvar kad želite da rešite neki sukob, morate da saslušate osobu.
You must really try to understand what is his thinking.
Morate zaista da
shvatite. Not problem, what is his thinking? How does he analyze it?
Morate da shvatite zaista kako on razmišlja.
You must try to understand it so well.
Morate da pokušate to, da to shvatite toliko dobro.
As if it is your own logic.
Kao da je to vaša sobstvena logika.
Then you will see, well, there's a reason why he thinks like this.
Onda ćete shvatiti, pa postoji razlog zašto on tako misli.
And you must never judge what he says.
I nikad ne smete suditi o tome što on kaže.
And then the next step is,
sljedeći korak,
you must very carefully ask the person if he is interested to hear your point of view.
Morate da ga pitate da li je zaista zainteresovan da čuje vaše stanovište.
And most of the time when you have listened to him,
i u najvećem broju slučajeva kad ste ga zaista saslušali,
and when you really have understood him,
i shvatili ga, zaista shvatili,
a law of nature works,
deluje jedan zakon prirode,
he becomes sympathetic to you.
Onda vam postoje naklon.
Finally someone understands me.
Najzad me neko shvata.
And then he wants to know what what's in your mind.
I onda želi da sazna šta ima za da mu kaže.
And then comes the third step.
Onda dolazi treći korak.
Where you just together take all the problems out of away.
Kada zajedno rešite probleme.
How do you like this method?
Kako vam se dopada ta metoda?
Why don't you do me a favor?
Učinite mi uslugu.
When you have a conflict with someone, try it. Just give it as an experiment. Life is for experiments.
Kad se sukobu s nekim, pokušajte da upotrebite tu metodu, pa na kraju krajeva život. U životu ima mjesto za eksperiment.
The difficult thing is you really need to listen to the other.
Najteža stvar je to što zaista morate da saslušate.
And don't judge him, oh, he's crazy.
Nemojte da ga odmah osudite, on je lud.
And you will see there is a point.
Shvatit ćete da čovjek ima svoju poentu.
It sounds so wishy. I know it sounds a little wishy-washy, but not wishy-washy, a little sentimental. But we are here in sentimental areas, you know.
Da, zvuči malo sentimentalno, ali mi smo i tako u zemlji sentimentalizma.
In a nice way, I mean, this feelings, deep feelings are here. Yeah.
Mislim, to je fino, to su duboka osjećanja ovdje.
Therefore we often have such problems with each other.
Ali zato imamo često
because
problema.
We are so temperamental.
Jesmo toliko temperamentni.
So I think we should try this.
Mislim da to treba da pokušamo. Da
anyways, my main point was
kako bilo, moja glavna poenta jeste
each one of you.
Svi vi, svako po nas.
Please, when you have some free time,
kad god imate malo slobodnog vremena,
make a test.
Napravite test.
How healthy are you in spiritual life?
Koliko ste zdravi u duhovnom životu?
Maybe there is 0.001% of half-death syndrome with you.
Možda ima 0.001% tog sindroma polumrtvilo u vama.
Wherever you find it.
Gdje god da ga nađete.
Become enthusiastic to fight with it.
Postanite entuzijasti da se borite s njim.
In the beginning it may be a little difficult.
Na početku će možda biti teško.
Let me tell you from my experience with my bad spine.
Da vam prenesem svoje iskustvo s mojom lošom kičmom.
Yes, I need to do certain exercises.
Moram da radim neke vežbe.
And I do not like these exercises at all because they are so boring.
Yeah, I ne volim ih, jer su zaista dosadne.
And when I do them, it's not that the next day I feel something. I feel a betterment.
I kad ih radim, nije da mislim da ću da na bolje.
I have to do it for 1 week, 2 times a day for 3 minutes.
Moram da to činim toku dve nedelje, jednu nedelju, dva put dnevno, po 3 minute.
Yeah, and this 3 minutes or altogether 6 minutes a day are the most heavy minutes of my day.
Tih 6 minuta su mi najteži u toku dana.
But if I have done it for 1 week,
ali kad to činim nedelju dana,
I'm so healthy I could wrestle this asthma rama.
Toliko sam snažan da bi mogao da se rugam s asthma ramom.
Shall I say it? So this is also how you have to fight the half-death syndrome.
I tako morate se boriti sa sindromom polumrtvila.
You may not feel anything the first day.
Prvog dana možda nećete ništa iskusiti.
It may take a whole week.
Možda će vam trebati čitava nedelja.
But then you are again strong.
Ali ćete onda ponovo biti snažni.
And what is it?
A u čemu je tamo?
Have your nice spiritual program together.
Imajte zajedno jak duhovni
and
program.
Do something to spread Krishna consciousness.
I učinite nešto da biste širili svjesnost.
Don't Krishna. Be afraid of this risk zone.
Nemojte se bojati te oblasti rizika.
It's a nice risk zone.
Ta je fina.
If you don't get into the zone,
ukoliko ne uđete u nju,
you will stay in the half-death syndrome zone, and that's very risky.
Ostaćete u zoni sindroma polumrtvila, a to je vrlo opasno.
Thank you very much. Now I want to say something before I take questions.
Pre nego što postavite pitanja, htio bih da kažem nešto.
Please excuse me if I speak a little strongly.
Molim vas, oprostite mi ako pričam.
It's See, I only have two lectures really, this one and the in the afternoon, 6 o'clock.
Mogu da dam samo dvije lekcije ovu i popodne u 6.
And I have to say things which are practical for you, and I don't have much time to express it very, very carefully and so on. I must really go boom to the root.
I htio bih da vam kažem praktične stvari, zato ne mogu da pazim kako ću to da kažem, moram da idem zaista.
This is the duty of sannyasis. I get my prasadam because of this.
To je dužnost sannyasija, dobijem prasadam zbog toga.
It's not that I do not respect you.
Nije da vas ne poštujem.
I have great respect for you.
Duboko vas poštujem.
I know that many of you went through very intense times in their lives.
Znam da je veliki broj vas prošao kroz zaista intenzivne periode u životu.
Not only externally, but also internally.
Ne samo što se tiče spoljašnjih stvari, već i unutrašnjih.
I also know that our movement is at the moment not so inspiring.
Znam da
our institution.
Naš pokret trenutno nije baš inspirativni.
We go through difficult times.
Prolazimo kroz teška vremena.
And it is wonderful that all of you are still so engaged in Krishna consciousness.
I zaista divno što ste vi još uvek zakupljeni svesnošću Krišne.
I see all this.
Ja to sve vidim.
Yeah, and I'm very glad, you know, but I have to preach a little heavy.
To mi je zaista drago, međutim moram da propovedam malo oštrije.
Because Maya is just so bad.
Jer Maya zaista loša.
She's so cruel.
Tako je surovo, okrutno.
We cannot tolerate this.
To ne smemo da otrpimo.
Hare Krishna. So, do you have any questions? Nasi dragi bhakti.
Nasi dragi bhakti.
Yeah.
What if a bigger part of the yatra, or if not to say the whole yatra, has contacted this hub that simply...
Yeah.
Šta se zbiva kad veliki deo yatra ili cijela yatra dobije taj sindrom po ubrcu? Because you said, we need to...
If one wants strong association, it will always come.
Ako želimo snažno društvo, ono će uvijek doći.
Like I know in my life.
Ne znam u svom životu.
I'm always alone.
Ja sam uvijek sam.
My god brothers are all over the world.
Moje braće po Bogu su svuda po svetu.
But the moment I want strong association, Krishna makes an arrangement.
Ali onog trena kad želim snažno društvo, Krishna.
Radhanath Maharaj came to Germany.
Došao je Radhanath Maharaj u Nemačku.
And we went to the Shumo.
Išli smo kroz Shumo.
For 6 hours we were at the Shumo.
U Shumo smo bili 6 sati.
And we were talking about many things.
Pričali smo o mnogim stvarima.
Very nice. And then I went to London.
Onda sam otišao u London.
Shivaram Maharaj.
Bhakti
Vidya Puna Maharaj. Also briefly saw Bhakti Vikash Maharaj.
Ukratko sam se vidio s Bhakti Vikash Maharajom.
Jayapataka Maharaj. So many. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
I saw many of my old friends.
Vidio sam mnoge stare prijatelje.
And taken a lot of enthusiasm in their association.
U njihovom društvu sam dobio mnogo entuzijazma.
If you want it, it will come.
Ako želite, to ono će doći.
Also, one thing is, you can't always wait for others to be Krishna consciousness. Conscious.
Druga stvar je da ne smete čekati uvek da drugi postanu svesni Krišna.
You have to start.
Vi morate to početi.
Gop Kumar, you.
Ti Gop Kumar.
Daksha. Draupadi. If we always wait for others.
Ako uvek čekamo na druge.
We may wait for a long time.
Možda ćemo se načekati.
You know, the real thing which cures it is this longing for Krishna.
A ono što ono zaista leči, to je ta žudnja za Krishna.
In the this is what the association of devotees is meant to instill in the heart, but it can also come another way.
Znači, društvo bhakta je tu da nam to da u srcu, međutim to može i da dođe na drugi način.
Sometimes it may not be good if we have
družimo s određenim bhaktama.
And we hear that there's something like Dharma Dvachis, the devotees who are called Dharma Dvachis.
A ponekad čujemo da ima neki bhakta koji se zove Dharma Dvachis.
They say they practice Dharma, but they do something else.
Oni kažu da se bave Dharmom, ali rade druge stvari.
They're duplicious.
Oni su dvolični.
Yes. But also the Dharma Dvachis will become Sanatan Dharmis when they continue.
Ali će i Dharma Dvachis postati Sanatana Dharmi ako nastavi.
But they may not be the best association.
Al možda i nisu najbolje društvo za nas.
However, even when Dharma Dvachis come together and chant the holy name, by the mercy of the holy name, they are lifted on a higher platform.
Međutim, čak i kad se Dharma Dvachis okupe i mantraju Gospodovo svetljeno zajedno, onda si oni milošću svetog imena uzdignu.
Dharma, you all understand?
Dharma, svi razumete što je.
And dva, you also understand?
Dva također razumete.
Means two.
Dva.
Dharma, dva, či. They are in two minds about Dharma.
Znači, oni baš nisu sigurni već s Dharmom, imaju dva.
Too much, yes, difficult to say maybe.
Understand. What are the basic characteristics or qualities of a spiritually advanced person?
He bases his life on Krishna's satisfaction.
On svoj život zasniva na Krishnom zadovoljstvu.
He has a strong desire to please Krishna.
Ima snažnu želju da zadovolji Krishna.
That's the main characteristic.
To je glavna karakteristika.
The materialist has a strong desire to please himself.
Materialist ima snažnu želju da zadovolji sebe.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, as it said, there is a difference between karma and prema.
Čitanje se vidamo da kaže da postoje razlike između kame i preme.
Between lust and love.
Između požive i ljubavi.
Lust, one wants to satisfy his own senses.
Onaj koji je požudan želi da zadovolji sobstveno ljubav.
And love, one wants to satisfy the senses of Krishna.
A ljubav podrazumeva da zadovolji Krishna na čuva. I want to know whether there is something in between kama and prema, is only the two.
Oh, there are many things in between which are very interesting.
Postoje mnoge stvari između koje su vrlo zanimljive.
Are you interested in this subject matter?
Zanima vas ta tema?
It's very interesting. So there's even something which is below karma.
Postoji nešto što je čak i niže od karma.
It is called Krishna.
To se zove Krishna.
or greed,
ili pohlepa,
the egoistic desire for sense gratification,
egoistička želja za čulnim uživanjem.
Like when some soldiers came here and they made children with the Bosnian ladies. By force.
Kao kad su došli neki vojnici ovdje i silovali Bosanke.
It's called rape. They said, we had love.
I onda su oni govorili, mi smo vodili ljubav.
That's their understanding of ljubav.
Tako oni shvataju ljubav.
The other person becomes only an object for my satisfaction.
Druga osoba postaje predmet mog uživanja.
I do not think he is a person really.
Ja ga ne smatram zaista osobom.
He's like a glass of water which I just can enjoy and don't give any pleasure to the other.
On je kao čaša vode koju ja uživam i šta mi briga za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
Terrible.
Užasno.
Trishna is God.
To se zove Trishna.
Then the next days.
Dalje.
Is Kanksha.
Kanksha.
Which is still totally sexual attraction and appetite.
Koje je potpunosti seksualna privlačnost i apetit.
Yeah, I think the women in this modern times know, you know, how some men are just like animals, you know, they terrible.
Mislim da savremene žene znaju da su neki muškarci kao životinje.
Karma is also sexual attraction, but it's more like a partnership.
Karma je također seksualna privlačnost, ali je više kao neko partnerstvo.
Where the two want to have something like a friendship.
Kad dvoje žele nekako prijateljstvo.
But also lust is the main reason.
Ali ipak je požda glavni razlog.
Then comes manmata.
Onda dolazi manmata.
It is a feeling of having fallen in love.
To je osjećaj zaljubljenosti.
It's like butterflies in the stomach.
to je osjećanje kao kada mi je leptir u stomaku.
Do you remember?
Sjećate se?
It's no longer so base, so low.
To više nije tako životinski, tako nisko.
There are many, there are 64 if you want to know, but
želite znati, ima 64 takvih.
Transformations of love.
A preobražaja ljubavi.
But I will tell, then there's Hrichaya.
Hrichaya. Onda je Hrichaya.
Yeah, I know, and it sounds like the Croatian snoring, which, you know.
Hrkanje zvuči.
No, but it is Hrichaya, yeah.
Ali je Hrichaya.
It is attraction, it's an emotional attraction.
To je osjećaj, emocionalna privrženost, privlačnost.
It can also be to a person of the same gender.
A koja se može odnositi i na osobu istog pola.
I think you know this sympathy which comes from the heart.
Mislim da znate da je to ona naklonost koja dolazi iz srca.
Yeah, it a very deep emotional bonding between two people.
Vrlo duboka emotivna veza.
It does not have anything to do necessarily with it can also exist without sex life.
Koja može da postoji nezavisno od seksualnog života.
Then there's pretty.
Onda pretty.
This is like deep friendship.
To je duboko prijateljstvo.
Devotees are meant to be on this level with each other.
I bhakti međusobno treba da budu na tom nivou.
Interesting, isn't it?
Zanimljivo, zar ne?
We need to. There are six symptoms of how this pretty is manifested, you know, from the Upadishamrita.
Postoje šest simptoma koje se ta priti zmenjuje, to znamo iz Upadishamrita.
Yes. And then, then it goes very high.
Onda dolazimo do visino.
Dolazi
Bava.
This now becomes, now the love becomes directed towards. Well, in material life they also say there is a certain Bava, but we as devotees want to have this towards Krishna.
A onda ta ljubav bio usmerena prema Krishni, kažu da je u materijalnom svijetu postoji nekakva Bava, međutim nas treba da zanima ona prema Krishni.
And then there's prema.
I onda je prema.
It's where you do, and in prema there are 8 stages.
A sama prema ima 8 tih stupnjeva.
One is anuraga.
Jedan je anuraga.
Where you do not feel a difference between the lover and the beloved.
Kojem ne osjećate razliku između ljubljenog i ljubovnika.
When I touch my body with my feet, no problem.
Kad dodirnem telo svojim stopom, nema problem.
But if I touch Atmarama, I immediately, oh, sorry, Shrini, you know, or when I sit on the table, you know, immediately there is a feeling that this is not good.
Ali ako dodirnem Atmaramu, onda to baš i nije prijatno, ili kad neko...
But if there is this type of love, then one doesn't see any difference between each other.
Ali u toj vrsti ljubavi osoba ne vidi razliku.
The friends of Krishna, they just get on Krishna's body and touch with their feet, the back, you know, where they hold each other to ride on Krishna.
A Krishna prijatelji drugovi se popnu Krishna na leđa i onda ne vide razliku.
Imagine we would touch the deities with our feet, you know.
Zamislite kad bismo dodirnuli božanstvo svojim stopama.
But in this anuraga there is no feeling, no such feeling. So close.
Ali u anuragi nema takvih
osjećanja. Either anuraga or pranaya. I do not just now remember.
Nisam siguran da li je anuraga ili pranaya.
Yeah. Anuraga is different. In that feeling of love, you think you love Krishna so much that you, whenever you meet him, you think he's so beautiful. You've never really met him. It's the first time that you meet him.
Anuraga podrazumeva da toliko volite Krishnu da kad god ga sretnete, čini vam se toliko lepim da ga kao da ga nikad niste videli, kao da ga srećete.
This intimacy I was talking about is in pranaya.
A ta intimnost o kojoj sam govorio je pranaya.
Yes. Oh, this is a long subject.
To je duga tema.
You know, here I have many notes and we should open a school of love.
Treba da otvorimo školu ljubavi.
You know, in the first classroom,
prvi učenje,
the real, you know, the maladets is the one year old,
gdje su ovi male djece,
you know,
godinu dana stane.
There is karma.
To je karma.
Karma is something from maladets.
Kama je nešto za malo
djecu. No. And then in the other classroom.
A onda u drugim učionicama.
Haja.
Više.
Ah, oh, Krishna. Nanda Nandana. Nanga or Nanga?
Nanda
Nangana. Nanda Nangana.
So I took one and Bhaktavi took one, but we still have 4 waiting for some shelter, and the devotees here don't know much about the benefit of worshiping Tulasi Devi. So if you could tell us something about these benefits.
Shevko also has one, very nice.
Bhakta Shevko,
yes. Well, Tulasi is a very strong devotee.
Tulasi je vrlo uzvišeni bhakta.
A very pure devotee.
A vrlo čisti bhakta.
I was in the valley, the Kali Gandaki valley.
Ja sam bio u selu Kali Gandaki.
Maybe we could show this evening for the devotees about this journey. When we were there, this river is also Tulasi.
Kad smo bili u toj dolini, ta reka je također Tulasi.
Tulasi is a transcendental personality, an eternal associate of Krishna.
Tulasi je transcendentalna osoba, večni pratilac Krishna.
Who appears in this world as a plant?
Koja se u ovom svetu pojavljuje kao biljka?
And as a holy river in which the Shalagram Shilas manifest.
I kao sveta reka u kojoj se pojavljuje Shalagram Shila.
Now, she is really one personality who can appear in many plants.
Ona je jedna osoba koja može da se pojavi u mnogim biljkama.
Almost like a jewel who has so many facets, and it's the same light of the jewel which comes through the facets.
Upravo kao dragulj koji ima mnogo tih strana, ali svih tih strana izlazi jedno svetlo, isto svetlo.
Therefore she is one and many.
Zato je jedna, ali mnogo.
Wherever she is, bhakti is.
A tamo gdje je ona, tamo je i bhakti.
However, if you have absolutely no bhakti,
međutim, ako nemate nimalo bhakti,
she may not like this place and leave the body.
Možda se neće svidjeti mjesto i napustit će telo.
It's a responsibility to take Tulasi Devi.
Odgovornost je uzeti Tulasi Devi.
But in this climate, she grows very nicely.
Ali u ovoj klimi trebalo bi da, da uspela dobro.
The glories of Tulasi is, that all the holy places reside on one Tulasi leaf.
Kaže se da, da sva sveta mjesta, da su sva sveta mjesta na, na jednom listiću Tulasi.
Someone who takes a Tulasi leaf at the time of death in his mouth will go back home, back to Krishna.
Onaj ko u trenutku smrti ima listić Tulasi u ustima, vraća se Krishna.
Do you know Moksha Rupi?
Znate li Moksha Rupi?
From Ljubljana?
Iz Ljubljana.
Yeah. Transcendence, yes. Moksha Rupi's sister was a, as he says, a very beautiful girl, and still she got leukemia.
Njegova sestra je, prema njegovim rečima, bila vrlo lepa dok nije dobila leukemiju.
Then during her last days, when Moksha Rupi saw that the allopathic medicine would not help, he asked some bioenergy healers, Reiki healers, to help.
I onda kad je Moksha Rupi vidio da je alupatska medicina neće pomoći, onda je uredio da dođe neko da je daje bioenergiju Reiki.
So that on Sunday he went to the hospital.
Nedelju otišao u bolnicu.
And asked the doctor, how is she?
Pitao lekara kako je ona.
And they said, the doctor said, she only has maybe one more hour, if I'm very young.
Ako hođeš iskreno, možda ima još sad vremena.
So then Moksha Rupi knew, now it's high time.
I onda Moksha Rupi znao sad vremena.
He raced back to the temple.
Odjure u hram.
He told his parents, who were also at the hospital, please come back later, maybe tomorrow.
Rekao roditeljima koji su također bili u bolnici, molim vas vratite se kasnije, možda sutra.
He came with devotees.
Došao je s bhaktama.
And Tulasi.
I Tulasi.
And the sister was there, already in coma.
Sestra je već bila u komi.
And they put pictures of Krishna.
Stavili su Krishna na sliku.
They asked permission.
Zatražili su dozvolu.
They told the doctors, ja sam priest, I'm a priest.
Rekao doktoru, ja sam sveštenik.
You have done everything you could from the allopathic side.
Ti si uradio sve sa allopatske strane.
Now allow me to do everything which I can do from the spiritual side.
Sad mi dozvoli da uradim sve što mogu s duhom.
And they said, uredno.
Uredno.
Because there was nothing else to be done.
Jer ništa se nije moglo već ni učiniti.
So he chanted into her ears.
On je mantra u njoj uvo.
And gave the Tulasi in the mouth.
I stavio Tulasi u usta.
during all her life, this person, you know, she was very interested when Moksha Rupi joined, but she was at that time 16 or 17 years old.
Kad se Moksha Rupi priključio pokretu, ona isto bila zainteresovana, ali imala tek 16 ili 17
godina. And the parents were just keeping her a little bit isolated from Moksha Rupi
I roditelji su držali sa strane, nisu dozvolili Moksha Rupi da utiče.
And then she became extraordinarily beautiful externally.
I onda je spolja postala vrlo lepa.
And became very, very good karma, you know, very much admired by the whole town of Ljubljana practically.
Imala je jako dobru karmu, čito Ljubljana je se divila.
And she always liked the devotees, but her life was different.
Uvek je volila ovakta, ali život je bio drugačiji.
But now she had a true lassi in her mom.
Ali je sad imala tu lassi, isto.
She died.
Umala.
Now, a little, that same night,
isto te večeri,
the Moksha Rupi phoned that bioenergetic person from Zelje.
Moksha Rupi je pozvao tog bioenergetičara iz Zelja.
So did you give her strength?
Da li su dao snagu?
Reiki or something, yes.
Reiki.
Yes. And this person said, yes, but at 9 o'clock I saw that the person was no longer there. Your sister was not there.
Ali oko 9 sati sam već vidio da tvoja sestra nije tamo.
But there was a priest.
Ali bio sveštenik.
Who did some very potent things.
Koji je uradio neke vrlo moćne stvari.
I do not know what he did.
Ne znam šta je uradio.
But he placed some leaf.
Ali je stavio neki listić.
And now because of this she has gone very, very high, I cannot say.
A i zbog toga je otešla na neki vrlo visoki nivo, ne mogu da kažem gde tačno.
Lassi Devi ki
jai.
Some devotees have a nice place where they can take care of Lassi.
Neki vakti možda imaju puno mesto gde mogu da se brinu o Lassi. Mirno mesto.
Very nice.
To je jako lepo.
It's good for you.
Dobro je za vas.
Good, I feel now, oh, I'm not Rohini Sutta Prabhu. It's 10:15, we should stop our lecture here.
Treba da stanemo s lekcijom, Madayanti has something to say.
Madayanti has something to say. Yes, I understand. Now we need some prasadam.
Salam, salam.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.